Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
Hi, welcome to another Blind Bargains audio podcast. It's been a while since we've done one of these, but we have an absolutely great reason to do one today. We've just received in the mail perhaps one of the most talked about products of the past few months, and definitely one that's received a lot of mainstream media attention, the Intel Reader. Now, many have been quick to compare the Intel Reader to the KNFB Reader Mobile and other products, but I think they're going for something a little bit different here, as we will see as we try this out. What we're doing in this podcast is what they call an unboxing. A lot of videos are posted on the web from your mainstream tech sites. When they do a thing called an unboxing, which basically is we're going to take a thing out of the box for the first time, and we're going to see what's in the box, and we're going to do a little description of the unit and everything else that's in the box. And then we will come back on our next podcast and actually try out the reader and do some comparisons. So here we go. We've received this huge box here from FedEx, and pretty big box. Actually, a lot bigger than the box. The reader itself. So here we go. Here's the actual Intel Reader box. Probably about a foot wide by about 6 or 7 inches deep, and also 6 or 7 inches from front to back. So the box opens pretty simply here on the front latch, and now we have the top open, where I'm greeted with a CD. And this is pretty cool. There's a Braille label on the CD. Now, the Braille is a tiny bit spaced out, but it's actually quite easy to read. It says Reader Audio Guide, so that's good to know. Yeah, the Braille looks kind of interesting, but it's definitely readable, and you know, for the purposes that we're going after, it's fine. So it's a Reader Audio Guide on the CD. I assume it's some sort of audio CD. I'm not totally sure, but we'll check that out. And we have another piece of paper, also with a Braille label, which is really cool. It says it's a practice page of sorts. I'm actually, right off the bat, impressed that there's Braille labels on the items in the box, telling me what these things are. Otherwise, you know, a regular user would have no clue. Another thing they sent us ahead of time was a description of exactly how everything was in the box and how it was arranged. So I hope that's being sent to users as they purchase the reader, because that is actually a really well-done description describing how everything is in the box and how it's situated. There's a couple other things in the top that are print. No Braille labels, but according to that description, these are manuals, quick start guides, and things like that. The license agreement, one that's really thick and the two that are thin. I'm assuming the thicker one's the manual. Could be the license agreement. You never know how those lawyers are. So now we open up another flap, and we have a thing on the side, I believe. I'm told this. Sorry, this is the travel case for the reader. It says Intel in raised letters on the top. Actually, it says Intel and Intel Health, looks like, on the top. It's a pretty rugged case. There aren't any outside pockets. It's just a reader case. But it looks like it would be suitable for setting this on a table. So the case has a zipper, which I've now opened, and a single flap that opens. I would assume you'd push it towards the back. There's two openings on the back, and then one on the back right corner on the corner for cords to come out of. Three more on the front, and one on the right side. There's latches in the front where you can attach a strap. Looks like a shoulder strap of sorts, or carrying strap. So you could attach that with your typical latch here. So that's the travel case. It's a pretty rugged construction. You can kind of hear as I'm bouncing it off the table. It's pretty rugged in construction, as I said, and should do well to protect it, the reader. That's that. Now we go into the main compartment itself. Okay, we have a battery and the reader. Okay, the reader is on top of the battery. And all the stuff, of course, in plastic wrap and things like that. Here's the actual reader. We'll get back to this in a second. And here's the battery. Battery is almost this whole back side of the reader. It looks like it's going to snap on of some sort. Yep, it's going to snap on in the back. We'll see what else is in the box, and then we'll talk about what the reader itself has. Alright, we have another compartment. Alright, we have down here a USB cable. This is a standard USB, it looks like. Let's see. That's USB on that end. And no, it's USB mini. It's a mini USB cable. And it looks pretty standard to us. Here's a power cord. You can use the USB cable also as power. It will power from a computer. That's a standard computer power cord, it looks like, as well. Which is interesting. Kind of trying to... I'm curious where that plugs into here. I guess we'll find that out soon enough. Let's see if anything else in here. We have... Ah, I see. Here's the... it's one of those two-part power cords. The small plug that plugs into the computer that goes into a kind of a brick-looking thing. And then the other half of it, kind of like you have with a laptop where there's a two-piece power cord. So that's how you would power the reader into the wall. So now, here we go. Here's the reader itself. We're going to clip the battery on, and then we'll talk about the whole thing. The battery clips on the back. You don't really see much on the back without clipping the battery on. It looks like it just hinges in. We're doing this without reading the manuals. Always, you know, a sign of a true tech user right here. Ah, there you go. It just slides in. Alright. It's a little hefty. I don't know if we have a weight on this thing or not here.
Hello. I'm ready.
Alright.
636 grams.
Somebody decided to switch the scale over to grams. Well, that scale isn't the clearest one in the world. 1 pound, 6.3 ounces in U.S. terms. So here's the actual unit itself. Here we go. We'll start with the top of the reader, and then we'll do the sides and the back. There is, looks like a speaker on the top, which goes almost all the way across. It's about an inch up and down. It goes almost all the way left to right. Below that's the screen, which takes up most of the front. Remember, this is marketed heavily as a low vision product. So the screen is definitely of big importance here. To the right of the screen are most of the buttons. We have one to the right of the speaker. It's kind of angled at a 45 degree angle. And then we have a couple round buttons, one below the one that's next to the speaker. And then that second one, okay, we have a five-way navigation keypad with an OK button, I assume, in the middle, and then four round buttons as arrows. They have a pretty good touch to them as I'm pressing them down. You can hear them clicking in and out. Below the bottom, what would be the bottom left corner of the nav control, is another round button. Then on the bottom right, there is three buttons. One round one, little round one, to the right. And two others, one facing vertically, one facing horizontally, but longer buttons to the left of those. And then on the left, bottom left, there are three more buttons. Most of it, these are definitely, they did a good job of tactile design. Like, there's a round button over here in the bottom left corner that's a little bit indented. There's a long button that's, you know, just a little bit different shape than the other ones. So they did a really good job of tactile identification here. We have some things in the back. We have, looks like fan ports, things like that. A switch in the back middle. Another button to the right of that. Back left corner is another strap, a little hand strap to carry the unit, I would assume. Back right corner is a big button. And to the right, volume rocker switch. And that's it. On the front is USB. I would assume headphones. And looks like where the power would plug in. About a pound and a half, so, a tiny bit heavy, but it's about the weight of most of your netbooks these days. So if you're used to carrying around a netbook, you're going to be fine with this. Laptops are about 5 or 6 pounds. So compared to that, it's not going to fit in your pocket unless you have really big pockets, but it definitely could fit over your shoulder. So while it's not as portable as a KNFB reader, if it works well as a reading aid for you, it's not that hard to carry around. So it's not, I wouldn't call it clunky. Especially if you're used to carrying around it, as I said, a netbook or a note taker or anything like that. Not everything has to be as small as a little 2x2 phone. So, the design is sturdy as I'm holding it. I'm not going to drop it on the table because they probably want their unit back in decent condition. So we're not going to do that. On the back, there's a button, and that releases the battery. It slides right out, and yep, oh, here it comes. I got to hold down the button a little bit. And that pops right out. Very simple disassembly there. And that's it. So I'm going to go read a little bit of the manual and at least figure out how to turn the unit on and find out what the buttons do. And then we're going to come back with the next installment of our Intel Reader review. For Blind Bargains, I'm JJ Metal.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.